The Levant, the Green Palace. After the arbitration scheme, Muawiyah ibn Abu Sufyan managed to separate the Levant territory from the central government and introduce himself as a powerful governor. Without a doubt, the Green Palace had a lot of influence on governments far and wide. The Roman envoys would constantly come to the Levant to build friendly ties with the Green Palace.
The Levant was the daughter of Constantinople. And now it is the most beautiful bride of the Arabian Peninsula. Caesar has come to his senses. Writers of these letters usually send gifts as well. Have these people come here empty-handed?
Caesar.
Is the maid who's standing in front of you?
A maid? We have a lot of maids. I expect Caesar to give at least a third of his treasury as a gift.
Test her. By all means, test her. She's definitely worth more than a treasury.
Can she cook?
You can ask her. She speaks our language fluently.
Come here. Come here.
What the God of Gods has ordained will never end. But I'm determined to follow the creed of rebellion and revolt against what's ordained and make the impossible possible. Because you've made the worst out of the best. I've come here to say no and die.
What does she mean by this nonsense?
Abba Yazid.
Have you heard about my order, then? Or haven't you?
I've heard about it. Your order is absolutely clear.
But you violated the rules, didn't you?
Yes, I violated the rules. I buried my brother's body, and I violated the rules. Because Zeus has ordered us not to disrespect anyone's dead body, even if they're sinners. And the god of justice has ordered us not to do that. You're nothing but a mortal creature. Your order can't annul the rules of the gods. Yes, I violated the rules. The rules of the gods aren't made only for yesterday or today. Nobody knows when they began. No creature's arrogance can make me break the rules of the gods. I accept death as a punishment. Why should a person like me, who's living with thousands of pains, be afraid
of death? This girl has inherited her violent nature from her father. She doesn't bow to misery.
Stubborn people get on their knees sooner. The iron that is shaped by fire breaks more easily. They tame a wild horse with a bridle. Subordinates aren't expected to revolt. Your gods take refuge in you. As if violating the rules wasn't bad enough, she's offending us by boasting about her audacity. I wouldn't be a real man if I didn't punish this woman for what she did. What? Is she my niece? I don't care. Even someone who was closer to me than my niece, wouldn't escape from my reign.
Calm down.
This girl and her sister had a role in this crime. Bring her here. I mean her sister. Bring her here. I just saw her in the house. She was feeling terrible and couldn't keep calm. Sometimes the plans of those who are after plots are revealed before they achieve their desired goal. Sometimes criminals are caught while they're committing a crime. But then they try to show that what they're doing wasn't a crime. I hate both of them equally. Equally.
Do you want anything other than my death?
No! Your death is all that I want!
No!
So, brother, do you believe in her now?
In a stupid woman? What do these Romans mean?
You are an unskilled Arab. In this world, which is not too big, besides making noises by the sword and bloodshed, and besides eating the flesh of cows and sheep, there are other things worth seeing and hearing. This woman, this brave woman, she is the embodiment of a holy book by an unknown and carefree prophet called Sophocles. For the miracle of the prophet is the art of theater. This woman and I just acted a scene from Antigone.
I have tasted it, you know. I think the Romans' cooking tastes just like Amir's cooking.
I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm sorry that it was olive and tasted bitter.
Oh, devil, are you trying to scare me with bitterness? You know, you're a skilled actor. But you're worth nothing in politics. Don't forget the first condition for remaining in government is to kill your sentiments. This woman reminds me of a part of my distant and close nightmares. If a man gets scared by his own nightmares, it would be far better for that man to die. All right, I'll accept her. But on the condition that she doesn't get out of the kitchen and doesn't dance or sing. And she shouldn't talk about anything except how the food tastes.
Thank you.
But you, Amir. You'd better think about Egypt and your future, you poor man. Breaking the traditions is a crime. It doesn't make any difference if you're Antigone or Amr ibn As.
breaking. Which tradition makes you scared, Abba Yazid? It's always been like that. History, with all its ups and downs, imposes itself on the people. But there are some. There are some people who impose themselves on history by the sheer power of their intelligence. These intelligent people, whether they're good or bad, will have an impact on generations to come. Amr has always made and is making a lot of effort to establish the government of Abu Sufyan. Of course he will get a reward for it. The day I gave the sermon of the caliphate, in the name of Muawiyah, I vowed that I wouldn't break my allegiance to the caliph. As long as I'm alive, and God knows that I won't. He knows I won't. Abba Yazid, don't doubt Amr's cooking. His cooking might be bitter, but it is not poisonous. I asked the Romans to send a teacher for Yazid, and it is my opinion that this maid deserves our poet crown prince.
At the moment, Egypt is far more important than Yazid. We can only defeat Ali after we have conquered all of Egypt.
Abba Yazid, Egypt is mine. Don't interfere in it. I know how to conquer it.
Instead of growing a beard, you'd better grow a strand of justice. These dead bodies are the sheikhs of an ignorant tribe who would pray all night long and ask for God's mercy, but they didn't gain anything but blood. They wouldn't touch their sword without blessing.
He is the product of the hell in that world. A strike of the sword has made him crazy.
Anyone but Infantil. He hasn't seen anyone.
And hasn't seen anything
besides any bloodshed. He is like a thorn in our side.
If you don't believe me, you can ask them.
You don't believe me? You don't believe me?
He's the product of the ignorance of the Arabs, Oday.
I have a question for you. Is God's unique beauty visible? No, it isn't. Please, let us enlighten the people. We need to enlighten those who cannot differentiate between things. He's full of wrath and unmerciful. He can't be seen anywhere but in the circle of high-ranking scholars. He always wears boots and has a sharp sword. His finger always points in the direction of a war. No doubt he resembles your commander. I have a question, Sheikh. Oh, you look distraught, brother. I don't see the sparkle in your eyes. Are you angry? I'm ashamed. Don't be ashamed. Don't hold any grudges. I'm not holding any grudges. I haven't drunk any water. And I haven't even washed my face for 4 days. I don't pray without ablution. I cannot leave this hill of ash. I cannot. What should I do? If the ash is from the body of an enemy who has been burned in the fire of a raging pious man, then it's all right. If you only do dry ablution. But this one is as beautiful as the Canaan moon and as tall as a middle-aged palm tree. When you get angry, you look like a rabid dog. What do you want in return for your arms? I want a bejeweled sword. Pantry or legs? A horse and a saddle. The soldiers are tired and we've run out of supplies. Will you give your heart so we can cook it as food?
What will you give in return?
A promise of honor. I promise I'll make all the beautiful women sigh and pray for your soul.
I gave it.
Did you? Did you give it all away, you idiot? You burned up and your ashes were blown away in the wind. The ignorance of the Arabs can only be treated with fire. Burn. I'm burning. You see? As simple as that. Come here. Mothers, even if you live 100 years for 100 times, the fire of Narawan will be enough for your cooking. There are always some children who become orphans. There are always some mothers who cry blood. This fire will become eternal. Why are you surprised? Haven't you ever seen the dead bodies who are proud of their victory? Declarations of victory isn't always read out by the victors. They say the rightful people can get their rights in the mosque of Kufar. I heard from a sheik who had received 99 strikes of the sword in Narawa that I should just look at 9 people, but I shouldn't give the 10th person any chance. I've come here to share my hatred with you deaf and dumb people. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Do you know what you did, you wretch?
I don't know. I only know I feel better now.
Forget about your disrespect to the House of God. Forget about the blasphemy and curse against Ali. Do you know on whose face you spit?
The 10th man.
He was Malek.
Oh, well, who cares? Malek? Malek? Which Malek?
Malek Alasha Nakai.
Malek Alasha Nakai. Malek Ashta. Malek Ashta. Malek. No!
This is the sign of a horrible event that only happens in the worst nightmares. The insult of an evil spirit to a mirror. I don't see a good future for the Arabs in my wildest dreams. I wish I were blind and I wouldn't see it, Malik.
What for?
What for? The Kufis did the same thing to Malik that Hind did to Hamza.
No. The scholarly interpretation of the spirit in the mirror is an interpretation of a Quranic verse. That, unfortunately, I don't remember right now. I don't recall it. He can also become a tall commander who is proud of his sword. His horse. And his past. Review history. A well for Joseph. A wail for Jonah. A flood for Noah. And then a cross. A cross for Jesus Christ. They don't tell the story of the ashes and the prophet in the mosques, just to pass the time. I have walked barefoot in the battlefields many times after battles had ended. Broken pieces of swords have cut my feet 10 times. That mad Arab was the 11th time. If I made a mistake, I hope God will forgive me. If he made a mistake, I hope God will guide him.
Is that a jihad decree against the infidels?
Mm-hmm. This is the jihad decree for one of the followers of Ali, named Malik, who's supposed to fight with a commander in Egypt named Ashtar, who's very arrogant because of his sword. His horse and his past. Pray for me.
Who's that man, Mother?
He's a man who has kept all the sorrows of this world in his big heart. He has a horse that looks like Doldol. He has a sword that looks like Zulfagar. He rarely laughs, and he talks only as much as is necessary. A strange desire glows deep in his eyes. You can only see his tears when he's on the prayer mat. Ibrahim, he's Ali's companion, your father. My husband.
His name is Malek al-Ashtar.
Every time I asked you, I got a different answer. I wish his name was C.
Let's go, Ibrahim. The sea is stormy.
Don't worry, Mother. Even the stormy sea is beautiful.
Let's go, Ibrahim. Let's go. Let's go.
Aja.
I've been waiting for it all my life. I've been waiting for the moment to hear him call my name.
So you heard what you hadn't heard all your married life, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
Why did you come out of the house?
I knew that you wouldn't come home, so I decided to bring our home here.
Oh.
Sit, Ibrahim. You'll get tired.
I can't.
When I was Ibrahim's age, I stood guard in front of a castle for 4 days and nights. I didn't sit for a moment, and I didn't sleep for a moment.
I can also do that.
Hmm? I know.
He hasn't inherited any of my attributes. He only talks a few words during the day. He doesn't like the games boys his age play. Even though he's still young, you will never hear him laugh at a joke by his aunts or uncles. If he doesn't like some food, he won't keep quiet before breaking the dish.
He's crazy. He's inherited his craziness from Malek. But don't worry, Hajar. These qualities are not the only things he'll inherit. My son, Ibrahim, deserves the fastest Arabian horse and the sharpest sword on this island.
Is that all?
That's not all. Only a few men and women want this world the way it is. My real inheritance is Ali's patience and his pain. The two sides of a window that open to the son of the Imam. I want to make a will, Hajar. I want you to be the followers of the Imam. Be obedient to him and always stay with Ali. And Fatima never ask when or where.
Asking wasn't even a condition in our marriage. I know the answers without asking the question.
Ajar.
Yes?
I've heard news that he's confined me to the House of God. If you hear it, you'll lose your appetite and you won't eat food.
I have heard it.
Have you heard it?
Mm-hmm. Ajar is the only person who can come here and be your companion. I am proud that I'm the confidant and companion of a man who is the most loved aid of the messenger of God's loved one.
That's an exaggeration, Hajar.
Will you get upset if I tell you about a saying from Ali that everybody in the streets and marketplace is talking about?
Will I get upset? I love whatever Ali says and does. Say, Dajah, better.
Malek for me. is just like what Ali was for the Prophet.
Forget about who Malek was and what he's done. I don't know who I am at this moment and what I can do for Ali. Soon I'll go to Egypt. I am going on a journey of death. Will you come with me?
Father, why death?
In the fate of commanders, death is always present in their lives. I want to go fight against the world. With a horse and a sword, as it exchanges fate by the temptations of a thousand devils. You've become the guests of my distress. I reveal my secret to my confidants. Be strong, so that I can show you all of Malek. Tonight, I was just a drop of Ali's tears. O Malek, Egypt's governor should control his desires and should always suppress them with the sword of praising God, because the monster of desire is a fire that can never put out. O Malek, I sent you to the cities in which cruel and oppressive governors used to rule, and the people will look at what you do in the same way that you look at what the governors before you have done. So be kind to the people and treat them with compassion. Never treat the people like a wild beast that wants to eat them, because there are two types of people. They're either your religious brothers or your equal in creation. Malek, you should forgive the people and never enjoy punishing them. Malek, you should keep those who disclose other people's dark sides the farthest. Because people have dark sides and make mistakes, and governors are the best people to cover them. Cover people's dark sides as much as you can, so God will then cover your dark side.
Ashtar's name is sacred in Iraq. The Iraqi girls think of their ideal man as someone who looks like Ashtar. In Iraq, almost all children have heard the poem about Ashtar's bravery from their mothers. It's impossible for you to trap him in Iraq.
In Egypt, Malek will have to stay in one of these two places. Kolzom or Pustat. There is no third option. We will set traps in both those places.
How are you going to confront him?
Ashtar has come to Egypt without his army. It isn't going to be hard to defeat him, Uncle.
You know how powerful Ashtar is? You saw his fighting skills in Siffin. He can fight with an army on his own. Ashtar is Ali's right-hand man. If he arrives in Egypt, no one can even shake him. His hands should be cut off before he arrives in Egypt, but not with a sword.
I caught it! Yazid, come here! Yazid, come here! Come here! I caught it! Come here, I'll go! I get it.
Are you clean? Why are you sitting on the rug? You're like a dog.
It's a hunting dog. When a hunter hunts something, it runs to fetch it and brings it back.
A dog is a dog. Didn't I warn you that you can't do anything against our traditions and customs?
My mother knows.
Stop it! Should I campaign with an army to make you understand that dogs are unclean in the traditions of Muslims?
But Uncle, we wash it twice a day. Twice a day.
Yazid isn't grown up. Don't you feel ashamed when you play with children and dogs in these critical days of ours?
The only thing that makes me happy are sounds from the children, the barking of the dogs, and the crowing of the roosters. I haven't seen anything from all those constellations other than critical days.
If you want to break the traditions, I swear on my father's soul that I'll deny I'm your relative. Get out!
He's been prostrating and praying since he heard that Malek is on his way to Egypt. He's praying that a miracle will cut Malek to pieces, you understand?
What's happened, Amr? Amr!
Go! 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 Not me!
Not me.
Nake is stronger than your connection to God. You're like an old woman. Do you want to save Egypt with prayers?
Of course. But I have to give you a short explanation to prove that my prayers are always answered.
Or always answered, my prayers are. And although it's hard, Amma always likes to drive nails into rocks. A small world is the dream of small people.
But God doesn't deprive his rebellious
and ungrateful creatures like yourself and me, of small dreams. Sit down, and say amen after my prayers. Sit down.
Put your big ear close to the ground. To hear that Nakai's horse is coming from Kolzum to Egypt, my man. Instead of prayers, use your head. Instead of staring and uttering some words, perform a miracle, you poor prophet. Do you want to give up Egypt?
What Egypt?
The promised heaven. The place you've been dreaming of all your life, you poor, poor man.
My Egypt is an imaginary city as wide as the intelligence of a man named Amma, son of Us. The city the pharaohs made on the banks of the Nile is nothing but a prison. My heaven, the heaven of my dreams, can't be conquered, Abba Yazid.
You've become crazy. Your fear of Malek has made you crazier.
And to which region will you go to consult with your commanders in order to confront Ashtar?
Fustat.
But I will make him fall off his horse in Kolzum, and forever!
You've been in Fustat for years. You know the people there better than the people of Kolzum. I've heard that people in Kolzum are loyal to Ali.
Who cares? One. Just one of them. One of them, that is all I need.
What are you going to do, Ab?
When I put my ear close to the ground, besides the horse of Malek Ale Ashtar Nakai, I hear the heartbeat of a tempted man, as well as the buzzing of several thousands of busy bees.
You really are the master of plots. Start your plans quickly. Malek will be the guest of the people in Kolzum the day after tomorrow.
Abba Yazid. Once next to Malek, in Kolzum, I will get off my horse forever. Do you understand?
It's a strange feeling, Amr. It's hard for me to understand. I only know that history will stay alive because of you and me, Amir. Maybe it's our fate to be like this. When it is that you can't be Ali, you'll be Moe. When you can't be Malek, you'll be Amir Ibn Alas.
Oh, Malek. I am happy that I have breathed in the era when Malek al-Ashtanakai has breathed. Farewell, Abu Yazid, farewell. Abu Yazid, if you want to avoid the infamy of the plot, you have to go. Go to the mosque and make the people pray. We'll tell them that it's all the will of God.